16 young Alaskans are suing the state, demanding the Walker administration take action on climate change. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it's the second such legal action in the last 6 years.
This suit comes 3 years after the Alaska Supreme Court dismissed a similar lawsuit from young people asking the state to do something about climate change. The justices ruled then that it's not for the courts to set climate policy. Those decisions have to be made through the political process by the legislature and the governor. This new lawsuit says, essentially, the state has made its choice. And by encouraging oil development and permitting projects that emit greenhouse gases, Alaska is actively making climate change worse, violating the plaintiff's constitutional rights to life, liberty, and property. Now the suit says it's time for the courts to intervene. Andrew Welly represents the young plaintiffs. He says they want the state to produce a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, including from Alaska's major industries.
There needs to be a way for Alaska to address the emergency that's being compounded by its government. If that results in reductions of oil and gas extraction, that could be a component of the plan.
And he says that would likely be required. Welly works for Our Children's Trust, a nonprofit which has filed similar lawsuits in states around the country and in federal court. They also backed the previous suit in Alaska. The lead plaintiff is Esau Sinek, a 19-year-old from the community of Shishmaref on the Chukchi Sea coast. Shishmaref has voted to move the whole village from its current location on a barrier island because of rapid erosion due in part to the loss of sea ice. The lawsuit argues that climate change threatens the very existence of Sinek's home village and native culture. Seb Kurland is an 18-year-old high school senior in Juneau, also named in the lawsuit. Kurland says young Alaskans have a particular stake in how the state handles climate change.
I think a lot of young people in Alaska are very aware of this issue. We're on the forefront of it. We see the impacts firsthand. We see how they alter the world around us.
Kurland was one of 19 teenagers who filed a petition with the Department of Environmental Conservation earlier this year, asking the state to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The state denied that petition, arguing the request posed significant consequences for employment and resource development. But the Walker administration has promised that some sort of climate plan is in the works. It's not clear yet what that plan will include or when it will be released. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.